Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So Dan, you might want to know this one because you're a vegan.
Always.
If you're a vegan, you don't want to be eating figs. Figs are a no-go for you.
Right, okay. Well, I'm not a vegan, but anyway, for the sake of this fact, why can't I eat figs, Connor?
Well, it does actually apply to you too because you're a vegetarian, but anyone who is on a plant-based diet will want to remove those figs from their little palate. Reason being, while the figs themselves are, yes, fruit, they often include bugs. Vegan Life explains that a female wasp will enter the fig, passing into a part of the plant known as the, again, this is what bugs me with things. It's a name called the Calamina, right? It's spelled ridiculous, but it's something important. Calamina.
You did choose the fact though, didn't you?
I did, yeah. I had the Apple laptop pronounce it back to me. Anyway, while trying to lay her eggs in that area, eventually she dies and is broken down by a protein digesting enzyme inside the fig. There we go.
I don't see the issue with this because when you eat the fig, the wasp isn't there because it's been broken down.
But it's inside.
That's like saying you can't eat some plants because okay. They've grown from the floor
okay.
where animals have died and enriched the soil.
I'll pose you this then. Puccinesca pasta. Sure. Right? Heard of it?
Yeah. Okay.
You start with anchovies and then they just completely dissolve. Would you eat it?
Well, it's a bit different, isn't it? Because it's the act of putting the anchovies in.
Yeah, but the wasp is in.
But I haven't put the wasp and the wasp is completely breaking down by the time I eat the fig.
Okay, so I put it in then. I put the anchovies in and break them down and give it to you.
No, because I'm eating a meal where you have put a dead creature in it.
Yeah, but a dead creature's in that, in the fig. It's a
It's part of a natural process and it's the fig has broken down that wasp. It's not like when I eat a fig, there's half a wasp's arse sticking out the back of it, is it? It's been broken down by that time.
He's got a point. There ain't half a wasp's arse hanging out the back.
No, but a wasp has been in there.
What figs are you eating? Well, yeah, but it's the same. Like animals die in the soil and then their nutrients break down in the soil, which allows plants and things to grow and I eventually eat those. I not meant to eat those?
The poor wasp has laid her eggs in the fig.
Don't you get me started about the poor wasps. There ain't nothing poor about those silly sods.
Mark,
hate them.
What do you reckon?
I hate the life of them.
I mean, a large part of me does not care. The other part of me says, I'm kind of with Dan here because it's like the whole argument that avocados aren't vegan because bees are bought in to help pollinate them. And it's like, no, come on, just... It's not enough.
I agree with that more than I agree with the fig thing.
But it's still not enough
to make it not vegan. Like, they're just doing what they're doing.
I don't know if I've ever eaten a fig.
Oh, they're sh**. I've had fig rolls before that you dip in your tea and that is dog, mate. They are literally, they just taste like stale biscuit.
Good. But are you getting the cheap ones that have still got half a wasp hanging out the back?
I think that's the problem.
Yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus,
Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.